Good morning, Daddy Biggs. Good morning, Heart of Fame family. I am great. How are you, Biggs?
I am busy, right? I am wonderful. I've been at work since 5 o'clock this morning.
Since 5?
Yeah.
I forgot you had keys to the building.
Have some fun shopping, Tammy.
I will. So, Heart of Fame family, let's tell you a little bit what's going on. We are in Green Hill. If you're coming from, you know, like the Warrens area, we are just down the street from Price Mart. If you're coming from the stadium side, from Waterford, we're just a little ways up just before you get to Price Mart. But you cannot miss it, all right? There's a big sign outside that says Home Improvement. And trust me when I tell you, there's so much more going on. So today, we're at Green Hill. All right, now there are two locations. There's Green Hill and there's Oystens. Don't worry, Edmund. Jonathan going to come soon. I've got Edmund here with me. Jonathan has been going around doing some things as well. But let me tell you a little bit, just some of the things that you're going to have today in store. Now, you're going to have 20% store wide because there's a sale going on. You also get an additional 12.5% of your next purchase. All right, so, you know, you're going to get one thing today and then something else a little later. Now, remember this phrase, because there are going to be some giveaways coming up, and I want you to remember this phrase. Now, Heart FM family, I'm going to put it this way. Hashtag what you need. Yeah, just remember that phrase, okay? What you need. But so we'll keep it, you know, in the now, we're going to hashtag it what you need. You say that at checkout, and you get away and with some giveaways there as well. We've also got some prizes for customers shopping with us today. We're going to talk electrical. We're going to talk home decor and so much more. All right, Edburn, I did my intro. How are you?
I am well.
Good. Well. Oh, see, I told you Jonathan would come.
Yes, he's right here.
There you go. I have not seen you since Adam was a lad. That's Adam's true. Grown up, had kids. Their kids had kids, and their kids had kids, and now we are here,
yes.
And I'm seeing you again.
Yes.
How are you?
I am great. I'm good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So, what are we talking about today? We're going to bring you in just a... Jonathan, you went on a run.
Trying to get things done. Thank you.
Okay. So, Edmund, we start off with you. Today at Green Hill. And you, as usual, Edmund walks with a will. Yeah. A whole will.
That's right. That's right. You basically said it just now.
Mm-hmm.
20% store wide.
Yes.
Then the additional 12.5
on your next visit.
When you mm-hmm. use that code.
Yes. What you need. Yeah.
All right.
Because that's what Home Improvement does. That's what they have. They have what you need.
What you need.
Mm-hmm.
When you need it.
Exactly. Yeah. Best thing.
Okay.
All right.
So, saying that.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm just encouraging everyone to follow us.
Okay.
You know.
How am I following you on socials?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me some of the socials.
All right. Now, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
BB.
All right. Home Improvement BB.
So you could follow us there.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me give you the store hours to get that out of the way.
Yes.
All right. So our store hours at Green Hill.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 5:30 p.m. And that's Mondays to Saturdays.
Yes.
Okay. And then 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Okay.
That's Green Hill. Mm-hmm. Now, Oystens is from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mondays to Saturdays. And then 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
One of them don't open on bank holidays. Which one?
That would be Oystens.
Oystens doesn't
open on bank holidays.
See, I remember.
Very well. You do?
Yes,
you
do. I do.
Great memory.
Well, working on it.
All right.
All right. So how are we going to bring in Jonathan? I'm going to ask you to, when you're finished, pass the microphone to Jonathan. Jonathan, you got some things to tell me about today, right? All right.
Yes.
So you know what? I'm going to let Edmund introduce you. We're going to make this a whole big fun thing because we're on hot today. So we're going to make this a whole big fun thing. So Edmund, you get to introduce Jonathan.
Okay, so this is Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan is our expert.
I'm always meeting with the experts today. I am.
So Jonathan's electrical.
Okay, he's electrical.
He's electrical, so he can tell you anything about electrical that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm passing the mic over to Jonathan now.
Yes, you are.
Okay?
All right, Jonathan, how do I not shock myself?
Well, I'm glad you started out with that.
Yes.
Because
That's important.
You know, electricity is important. We need it for our daily life.
Yes.
But it's also very dangerous.
Yes.
So my first disclaimer is to encourage everyone to let a competent, qualified electrical person do the electrical work.
I mean, I like wild hair, but I don't think I would like an electrical shock. No.
Right, exactly. So you let a competent, qualified electrical person, mm-hmm. you let them carry out your electrical work for mm-hmm. you.
Okay.
Right, so that's the first step that you need to make sure of.
Okay.
Get an electrical person right. to do the electrical work.
And by electrical person, we mean electrician, right?
An electrician.
Okay, good. It's not some guy, not Charles from down the street. Not sorry, darling. Charles from down the street, nor Earl. You know that, you know, he's been fixing people's electrical stuff since my grandmother was around, and my grandmother is 92.
Yes.
Not Earl. Right. It has to be someone who's qualified and competent.
Yes, please.
Sure. Charles and Earl, sorry. Y'all can't do it for me anymore. Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So you mentioned the dangers of the electrical field.
Yes.
So there are some products that help to minimize or reduce some of those dangers,
mm-hmm.
you know, of electrical shocks.
Yes.
One of those products is called a tamper-resistant receptacle.
Tamper-resistant receptacle. All right. What does it look like?
Okay. So I have with me here what a non-tamper-resistant receptacle is.
Okay.
And what a tamper-resistant receptacle is.
All right. Now I'm a little confused because looking at them, guys, mm-hmm. we're looking at what y'all would call sockets.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Now, they look similar mm-hmm. to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jonathan, explain what is the difference, because they look pretty much the same to me.
They look very much the same to you.
Yeah.
Now, at the openings of these holes,
okay.
if you realize, I can put anything.
Wait, they're not connected to anything. Yeah, you can go ahead and stick something in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, everything here is dead.
Good,
right.
Okay.
So, I can actually insert an object into that hole.
Yes.
That's a non-tamper-resistant one.
Okay. I see where we're going now. Okay.
The tamper-resistant, if I come and put this screwdriver into that, it doesn't allow the screwdriver
okay.
to go into the receptacle.
Okay.
Right?
So there's like some little switch or something that would move when you plug it in?
Yeah, it's very interesting mechanism. You see, the receptacle, it should only allow for a plug.
Mm-hmm.
to be inserted in it.
Nothing in it. So no kitty fingers,
exactly.
no screwdrivers, no forks,
right.
no butter knives, no
exactly.
kids playing knives, nothing like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when I have a plug, mm-hmm. which has the two prongs,
mm-hmm.
and that goes into the holes,
mm-hmm.
when the receptacle recognizes that simultaneous pressure on mm-hmm. both the live and the neutral terminal,
mm-hmm.
it allows the plug to insert.
To snap in.
Into the receptacle.
Okay. Is there a reason why one is bigger than the other? Or that's just how it's...
That's just manufacturing.
That's just manufacturing.
But they're standard size to fit a standard box.
Okay.
They're just manufacturing styles.
Okay.
They're just manufacturing styles.
All
right. Those are tamper-resistant receptacles.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually required
mm-hmm.
by our National Electrical Code
mm-hmm.
that any installation that has to pass an inspection process, the tamper-resistant receptacle has to be used in that installation.
Okay.
All right. So you can get them in different styles. What you're looking at here is the standard
standard
duplex
obviously style. Meaning two duplex two right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right,
but if you want a more modern stylish look, this is the decor style
mm-hmm.
tamper resistant receptacle as well.
All
so
right,
they come in different styles.
Okay, we're gonna take a break because this is Hot FM and we're music driven, so we're gonna take a break and we're gonna come right back. Give me a song or well then again, the song's real short on Hot, so Biggs, give me a song or two and then we come back right here to Home Improvement. Oh, I intend to be careful. Just now they were showing me, you know, how to the difference between how these two particular things work, and I made sure that the cameras were on so that it was proven that I was being taught something new. Okay, believe you me. So you can come on down to Green Hill and see, just ask for Jonathan and you can see some of these things as well going on here. All right, so Jonathan, what else are we doing now that we've put that safely out of the way? What else are we talking about, things electrical today?
Okay, so many persons are familiar with the standard fluorescent tube and the fluorescent fitting, but today persons are gravitating towards the LED.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason, they are more energy efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Is less maintenance,
yes,
which can lead to reduced costs.
Okay, anything that has reduced costs,
yes, that's good.
All right,
right. So the thing about the LED tubes, though, you have to be very careful with them because
okay.
they come in two types.
All right, and what are these two types?
Well, it's called one type is called a single-ended tube, and one type is called a double-ended tube.
All right.
So there's a fundamental difference between the two tubes.
Okay, let's start with single.
Okay.
Let's start with single.
So,
and Hot FM family, I don't mean single gal or single guys. We're talking about electrical stuff here.
Right.
So let's start with the single.
All right, the single ended tube.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a diagram here in the store.
All right.
And this diagram allows us to help you identify the correct tube
Okay.
So that you can get the correct tube.
All right. So it says choose the right LED tube. It has double-ended, single-ended, which we're talking about. And it says the light fitting must match the correct tube.
Exactly.
All right. And then we go over here and you get to figure out. So all right. So let's see.
It can be hard to explain it.
No worry. We got this.
The visual aid.
I might offend people smart.
Okay. Yeah, the visual aid helps us. Mm-hmm. The visual aid helps us. So the single-ended tube, the live wire and the neutral wire, those are at one end of the tube. Mm-hmm. A single end.
Okay.
The double-ended tube, they utilize both ends of the tube to energize that bulb.
Okay.
So the double-ended tube, as you can see here, the life would be on one end and the neutral on the other end.
So red on one side, black on one side, yeah.
Correct.
Just like your batteries.
Exactly.
There you go.
So you got your
signal something.
Right. So if you want, just for understanding purposes, positive one side, negative the other side.
As you should.
For the single-ended, everything is just on a single end.
But I think the single-ended is the one you have to be even more careful with, since both of them are on the same side.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's very similar to if you had, you know, a button holder, a bayonet bulb. You know, the bayonet bulb that has those two prongs. So this resembles a bayonet bulb configuration, where you have those just two prongs.
Slip it in.
Turn.
And turn, and it locks.
And you've got your light.
Right. Okay.
So this has two prongs on the end. Slip it in, turn, and it works. This way.
All right. Okay. Where? What are some of the things we would find a single-ended part on, and what are some things that we would find double-ended on?
When you think about LED tubes, both of them, they don't require the use of a ballast.
Okay. What's a ballast?
A ballast is a mechanism inside the fluorescent fittings.
Okay.
It's a component that, for all intents and purposes, is part of the component that you need to run the fluorescent fitting.
Okay.
Because because the whole fluorescent fitting is, you need a ballast to operate a fluorescent fitting.
Okay.
With LED tubes, we don't use a ballast or we don't use a starter.
Okay.
We get the power run directly to the tubes.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. I want visuals so I can tell my people. So you have to show me something that works with one and with the other.
Okay. So let me just.
Yeah, you walk. We can walk with you. Come, Eddie. Take a walk with me. All right. So where are we going? Oh, we're going through the electrical settings.
Right. So these are them here.
Okay.
Right. And the same wiring diagram that you saw up there is really here.
All right.
Where you have the live and neutral on one end. And you have on the double ended, you have that wiring diagram where you have live on one end and neutral on one end.
All right. So I'm looking at this and I'm looking up in the store. Similar?
Yes, the ones in the store are double-ended.
Okay.
The reason being, because a lot of the fluorescent fittings that are traditionally used, they have the wiring at both ends of the fitting.
Okay.
So that's easy to facilitate a double-ended tube, which requires a bulb with wiring connections at both ends. Right? So if you're replacing a fluorescent fitting, you already have the setup for a double-ended fitting, for a double-ended tube.
All right. Now, I remember years ago, they would tell you, if one of those bulbs broke, don't touch it, because it could cause, what's the word that I'm looking for? Help me, Edmund. Help me.
Upper respiratory problems?
No.
It's vapor that comes out.
Right. That's right, it. Right, yes. Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
But with the LED tubes, that doesn't apply.
Right. Hallelujah. There we go. Because, I mean, you'd go into buildings, you'd go into places, and if one of the lights went out, they would tell you, don't touch it. I've been in a place where they didn't have the covering, like how they have a covering here, a protector. One of the bulbs actually became undone. One side actually became undone. And I was telling myself, I'm not going in that room, because if that comes down or breaks or cracks or something, I'm going to end up in a hospital. But it's good to know that we don't need to do that right now.
Right.
All right.
So okay. That's it for LED.
Okay. All right. So what else are we talking about?
Well, the other thing that I wanted to mention.
And we're walking. We're going right back to the front. Hey, Shaquille. We're doing electrical. Yes.
Right. So another topic are surge protectors. And power strips.
Can I tell you that I have at least two of these in every room? At least two.
Okay.
Just to be on safe side, so if something happened to one, there's always a backup. And if something does, knock on wood, happen to one, I go buy another one because I must have two in every room.
Right. So they look similar.
Yes.
Just as we had our receptacles at first.
Yes, please.
That looked similar.
Uh-huh.
They look similar.
All right.
But the difference with a surge protector is that it offers protection against any voltage surges, any voltage spikes.
Electricity goes off and then it comes back on.
Well, when you have certain weather conditions,
yes,
and there are spikes in voltages, that can short the equipment that's connected to the appliance.
Lightning struck and boom, everything goes up.
Exactly. But with the voltage surge protector, it offers protection against those voltage spikes.
Okay. Right? And the other one?
The other one is just an extension of
cord.
It's just an extension of outlets.
Mm.
I plug this into my wall, I have different outlets.
Mm.
I don't have any protection.
All right.
Yeah, I don't have any surge protection.
Right? Now, you see, I prefer protection with all things. But we're going to hold on right there because I think we've got our first victim. Okay. Sorry. Our first winner. Let's not call him a victim.
Victim?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, so does he know that he's a victim?
No, he doesn't.
He does not know that he's a victim.
No, he's a victim. He's going to find out right now, though.
Okay. So, Jonathan, are any of these things that this guy is purchasing electrical?
Yes, he's purchasing some couplings, some boxes, a surface plug, electrical tape, some blue screws. He has a job to go and do
everything
at this point.
Correct. Everything he's buying is electrical. Practical.
I need to know if he's an electrician.
This is Omar.
Oh, hello, Omar. I'm Tammy. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So, Omar, are you an electrician by trade?
No, I do security cameras.
You do well, that's electrical. Somewhat. Yeah. So, you got that as a background. So, I'm being a little nosy. Now, I know these are electrical tapes, but what are some of the other things that you've bought? I know Jonathan just explained some. Edmund knows what's going on. So, explain to me some of the things that you've bought here and how would you use them to install what you need to install?
All right, well, I have some boxes here, some tributary boxes. And these are what you use to mount the cameras on. And this will keep the connections from moisture and what's not. These are the straps for some 25 millimeter conduit. These will keep up the conduit on the wall.
Okay. Conduit,
electrical conduit, where you keep the wires, run the wires through.
Okay.
Right?
So some of them are black, some of them are white. And
well, conduit
looks like a tube.
It's a tube, yes. It comes in white, as far as I know. I've never seen it in black.
No, I was thinking outside when they keep telling you, oh, don't touch that black cord, you get electrocuted.
Okay.
Hey, I listen.
Okay. All right. Well, the cables will be different colors, yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, do you know why I have this microphone in your face today and why Edmund hijacked you? Sorry, kid. I meant came to talk to you.
Well, no, I guess because I'm shopping in here and you all have a promotion.
Yes.
Right.
He's smart too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Edmund, what is going on here with Omar?
Okay, I'm about to ask Omar a question.
I just asked Omar enough questions. You really feel Omar can feel to ask another one?
Yes.
Okay.
Because this is the giveaway.
Okay.
So, he's going to answer this question. So, anyhow, the question I'm going to ask Omar. So, Omar, what is our slogan?
When you need it.
He knows the full thing.
So fast he said that.
Yes, he knows the full thing. So what are we giving Omar?
So Omar is getting a $50 voucher. Okay? So he could choose when he wants to come back and use them.
Alright. Well, Omar, what do you think?
He's inside here.
Oh, so you know what? He knows what's going on.
Exactly.
Alright, so Omar, you gonna use your vouchers today or another time?
Another time.
No problem. So here you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for shopping us.
Thank you, Omar. Have a good day. We're going to take a break and hand back to the studio. And we come right back. Remember, we're coming to you from Home Improvement in Green Hill.
11:30 in Barbados on the east side of the Caribbean. Be doing some shopping today with the kind compliments of Home Improvement Hardware. Beer. Life on Green Hill, St. Michael. DJ Tammy is on location. And she's learning piece by piece today. Tam's all about KQ.
All right, and one of the things that I want to do, let me tell you, see, when those guys finally get out of the military, it's going to be a reverse harem. I'm going to have seven husbands, BTS, I'm telling you. So right now, anyway, so we are back here at Green Hill, and we're in the electrical aisle, and there's so many things here. You know, we've got Independence coming around, and we've already started doing our Christmas renovations and things like that. So we've got all the lights, all the bulbs, all the light fixtures, all the things to cover the lights to protect from those little kitty hands, and things like that. So, Jonathan, just a little sneak peek of what we got fans in the aisle. Barbados hot. We got fans, Jonathan. Yeah. But tell me some of the other things in this aisle, and then we're going to take a nice calm walk up the stairs because we've got some other things to talk about as well, home decor.
Right. So we have our LED bulb. Mentioned LED earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our LED bulbs.
Yes.
So what I wanted to just highlight was in terms of choosing the right color.
Okay.
For your space.
Right? Okay.
So the light would have a description of what type of light it is.
Okay.
Whether it's warm light, whether it's cool light.
Daylight.
Or whether it's daylight.
Okay.
Right?
Just so long as it don't have red light, because that's a song by TLC, Red Light Special. It's also a song by Budgie Garland, but anyway.
Right. So you'll find that the warm light,
mm-hmm.
which has that yellowish glow to
okay.
it, that's best for living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms. Other spaces where you want to create a cozy, relaxing atmosphere.
Okay.
Right?
So are you sure the red light won't work for that?
I know.
Okay. No, I'm no. just asking. You got to ask questions. All right.
So
go
people
on.
Normally use the warm light
mm-hmm.
and bedside lamps, chandeliers, mm-hmm. or living room fixtures, you know, to really soften the mood.
Okay.
Right? So that's the warm light.
Okay.
You have the cool light now, which is best for kitchens, bathrooms, garages, offices, and workspace.
So which means I've been doing it all wrong because I put the daylight in my bathroom so I can get good pictures.
But the daylight has its advantages.
Okay.
The daylight has its advantages.
Yes.
Good pictures
in the bathroom mirrors
okay.
are the best for taking photos.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the possible reason for that is that daylight bulbs produce a bright
yes.
light.
Yes.
That mimics natural sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps to reduce eye strain because mm-hmm. your space with accuracy or clarity is important.
Yeah.
Right?
And you don't see that red thing in your eye when you take the photo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So a tip,
mm-hmm.
if you have a home or office studio or
okay.
work area,
right.
you really need to stay focused and mm-hmm. energized.
Mm-hmm.
Daylight bulbs help to feel more awake and productive.
Yeah, so I will be taking all the daylight bulbs out of the bedrooms because no. It's bed, sleep, no, taking all the daylight bulbs out of the bedrooms. All right, so anything else we want to do from this section? Ooh, tell me about these fixtures here, Jonathan.
Right.
These are pretty.
So this is about these fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually battery operated.
Okay.
Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So normally you would have a wire run to a socket.
Yes.
To operate it.
Mm-hmm.
But these here, there's a space for the battery.
Okay.
Once you put in that battery, turn on the switch,
mm-hmm.
you got your light.
I still think it could shock you. So let's go. I don't trust that. All right. So Hot FM family, now we're going to make our way up the stairs because there are lots of things going on as well. Remember, we are... Hello. Hi. I'm meeting everybody today, so I just saw mega sounds. So we're going upstairs, and some of the things we're going to get into upstairs, we've got housewares, curtains, baby corner, and there's a bath section up here as well. And I think I'm getting in my steps today. Boy, here we go. All right. I don't know. Bigs, they got me walking upstairs. I don't know who told them I need exercise, but here I am. You
enjoy
right to
it.
Laugh at me.
Enjoy it, Tams.
I will. Okay, so there's so many things. Oh, wow. Biggs, let me paint a picture for you. And I'm not going to start by saying picture Sicily 1912. No, I'm actually going to paint the picture of a lot of the things that we've got up here when you come upstairs in Green Hill. Now, you know, for those of you who have kids or you got nieces and nephews, and they always got the toys all over the place, I am seeing some containers here, all right? Some pulling pit plastic containers. You can just pack them all up, put them in here, cover them down, or you can help, the kids can help you actually, pack the things up and put them all away. So why are you looking at me that you're scared?
She may be a little nervous, but don't worry, she knows her stuff.
Why is she nervous?
It's probably the first time she's doing it. But so anyhow, I'm going to introduce you to our expert at this entire area here.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So all right.
And you're the one like, so you feel comfortable, I'm going to stay right here. Walk me through your store. Walk me through your store.
Pamela.
Hello, Pamela.
Hi.
Walk me through your store. You're on Hot FM. And don't worry about all them listening to you. Don't worry about that. That's just tell me about your store.
All right. We have a wide range of stuff up here. Mm-hmm. Starting with our, we have our plastic ware.
Okay.
And this is the
that's the one that they call Mella. They had a name for it.
Mella
something.
Melanie plastic wear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
We have those for kids.
All right. Okay. What else have we got?
We have the strainers and you know the buckets that we normally have for hurricane season and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of those and coolers.
Okay.
And tubs and et cetera.
Down through the first aisle. So this, after you come up the stairs, you walk all the way down.
Yes.
And that's the aisle you're in. So I'm seeing coolers. I'm seeing buckets. You can use the buckets for storage.
Yeah.
We got picnics coming up.
Yes.
We can make our sangria. Biggs, listen to this. Listen to this. We can make our sangria. We can make our, you know, everything that you, every type of drink you want to put into these little containers. And there's a nozzle, big that you just flip it and the drink comes out.
Yes, please.
Wow. Bigs, all that's going on. So you think
are you
going to
bring one for me?
Two?
Yes, bring two.
So which
for
size
me.
You want, Bigs? You want the little personal one? Because there's one that I'm looking at that'd be mine alone. Or you want the large one that, you know, you could share with Silka and Tank?
Share? Bring the large one for me, too.
Bring the large one for you, too. All right. Okay, good. So that's what Bigs is telling me to do. What else have we got here? Ice bucket.
Same, right. You mean going down to the same aisle?
Yeah. Okay. What is this lady looking at? No. We stay right here.
We have like the same plates and stuff for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And containers for the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Like we store like veggies or apples. You know.
Okay.
Like
fruit and things. Yeah.
That we just bought in.
Mm-hmm.
We have the cast iron stoves.
Mm-hmm.
Clothespins. Mm-hmm. And the stuff to hang your panties and stuff on.
Ooh.
That we also have iron board covers. Washing machine covers.
Yes.
And foil pans for baking or storing stuff in.
What do you call this?
This is a hanger.
It's a hanger?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like a clothes hanger.
Okay.
That you use to hang your stuff on. Like Ethel says, raining, you hang your panty.
Because we're still in hurricane season and this I like. So you can hang your knickers from the top four.
And you
then.
You can use this part for the hangers.
Uh-huh.
To hang. The clothes.
The clothes.
Yes.
Mm. So I don't have to run up my electrical bill, you know, with the dryer. I can use this to help with my things. Right, Jonathan?
Correct.
Right.
Indoor and
outdoor.
Okay. No, if I put that out there, it might take flight. Okay. So, all right. Pamela, what's in this aisle now? We're in the second aisle.
Yes, this is the glass aisle.
Okay.
Where we have mirrors, clocks, and towels, like kitchen towels, plates, and cups and
oh, we've got lunchware. You can put your lunch
and
in there.
Canisters and stuff.
Canisters
like that.
And things like those. All right. Okay. And we've also got, you said mirrors.
Yes.
We've got the mats that you can line your cabinets with or your drawers. You've got those. You've also got the glassware that, because, you know, a lot of people prefer when they're going to put their things in the microwave, they prefer to use glass as opposed to plastic, because now we've got all these things saying that, you know, putting too much plastic in the microwave can lead to carcinogens and all those kind of things. All right. So we go from that aisle. This is the aisle I wanted to get to right here.
Right. This is the saucepan aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Frying pans, bakingware, and stuff like that.
All right.
And we have like
you got stainless steel? You've
yes
got stainless steel?
Yes, we do.
All right. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. A crock pot, but made out of, you know, those back in the day, like your grandmother used to have this. It looked like that, but it was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You could hurt somebody with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking for something like that. I think that is what I'm looking for right there. Edwin, see that right there? Not the Imusa. Not that one.
It might be the next one she's talking about.
Yes. But why would you pick up the small one, Edwin? I mean, I want to see that, Edwin. Bring that a little
closer
to me.
These are really good.
it heavy?
Really good to fry stuffing.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Is it heavy? Edwin, is it heavy?
Not very. But it's heavy, but
no. Oh, I like this. I like this. Pamela, what's the price of this? This going home with me. This going home.
$161.69.
Okay, Biggs. I found a saucepan that I can do my
fish
gates, my fish gates and things like that. So I don't have to go in Baxter's Road today. Biggs, you can pass by. I got fish gates and fried fish for you.
Guess
I do
what,
not have
Tommy?
To go in Baxter's Road tonight. So
but you
I'm
going to
leave
what,
out Pinkstar for one night. All right, what is this that we've got, Edwin?
I'm going to show you
this one. Uh-huh. Oh, cast iron.
Yeah, cast iron.
Yes, yes.
This one is a lot heavier.
Oh, I have this one. I have this one. Yeah, and I have the frying pan to go with it. The skillet, sorry.
Yeah.
Yep, same one.
Yeah.
And I have the skillet to go with it. Yes. All right, so we've been talking for a bit. Biggs, we're going to stay up here for a little bit, but I'm going to let you, you know, take in a couple songs, and then we'll come right back because we've been talking for a while. That's your baby?
That's our baby.
That your baby?
Yeah.
There's nothing babyish about that. That thing there throw me down.
Right, it blows nice air.
Nice air? I tell you, they're throwing me down. You're talking about nice air. Okay.
Yeah, nice air.
Okay. She got some kind of whirlwind thing going on up here, Biggs, and talking about it's their baby. Thing there throw me upside down. Them talking about baby. Anyway, what else, Pamela?
We have the curtains. And don't forget, we still have our 20% sale on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything upstairs and downstairs, the store wide. So we
and
have.
And then the next time you come, you get it's 12.5.
Yes. When you use the promotional code.
Yes, and the code is.
What you need.
Right. There you go. Simple as that.
Right. So.
Sorry, excuse me. At the cash register, you have to use it. Okay.
So you mean I can't come and look for Pamela and say Pamela, what you need, and I can't look for Jonathan in electrical. So Jonathan, what you need, and get. I have to say. Why you saw it, I mean? But I meet Jonathan, I meet Pamela, I figured I could just come and tell them the code, and I could. I got to say, hey, cashier.
Yeah.
Fine.
The thing that I want to put out there, too, is that we're trying to get the kids and even adults involved in games. Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring back a lot of games.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know? So we have, like...
What kind of games do you have? Okay. Dominoes and snakes and ladders.
Yeah. And we got like drum sets and, and stuff for the kids.
You feel we play doubles, right? You feel me and you could be Edwin and Jonathan, Pamela? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We and six love them. How to? There you go.
Yeah. We got to set that one up.
Yes, we do.
We got to set that one up for sure.
Jonathan, you game? You game? You game?
We have enough room.
Yes, we do. We definitely do. We definitely do.
The next shipment should be, we should be getting here like the Ludo and snakes and ladder. You know, they have the
Ludo?
Big
Ludo? Ooh.
Floor mat.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, yeah, we should get those in.
Ludo and snakes and ladders.
Those are typical childhood games. Yes. So yes. Those are games that I would still play now.
Yes.
Right.
Course.
Yeah. So,
and
the floor
you
one.
You've got the giant one.
The giant one.
Coming in when?
I can't tell you.
Well, you can't tell me. Next couple of weeks. No, this couple gave me two, or this couple gave me more than two.
I believe it should be 2 weeks.
It should be two. Biggs, I want you to put a reminder in your phone, right? And get the Hard FM people to remind you that Tammy has to come back for that giant game of snakes and ladders and Ludo when it comes in.
You want to give us a call?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You guys can give me a call. All right. So we have been shopping. Talk to me, Pamela, as we walk. Come talk to me. Ooh, I like that arrangement, that floral arrangement.
Thank you.
You did that, Pamela?
Yes, please.
Oh, guys, Pamela is talented. So when you come to Home Improvement Green Hill, I want you to walk up the stairs and ask for Pamela. She's literally got every... Ooh, I like
those
this.
Those
are the plates you asked about.
Oh, yeah. But they look like glass. Yes. They do. And tell me about this before we wrap up, Pamela. Tell me about this.
This here.
It's a nonstick cookware. Uh-huh. It looks like I can do my pancakes. No, that's the one I want.
Right, this is the one
I want. I can do my pancakes and I can put my shrimp on one side and my
roasted vegetables on the other side, and we can go from there.
Yeah.
So this one, okay.
88.24. Minus the 20%.
My birthday coming up, people. For those of you listening,
okay.
Home Improvement in Green Hill, you can come on down or come on up. We might, there are two locations, though. We're at Green Hill today, but there's also Oystens. Green Hill is the one that opens at 7:30 and goes through until 5:30,
yes.
Monday through Saturday. Yeah. On Sundays, it's 7:30 till 2 o'clock. All right.
She finds somebody.
Okay, so that's here. Now, remember, Oystens is not open on bank holidays, but Green Hill is. I think it's from 8 to 1.
8 to 1, yes.
Yes, and of course, Sundays, they're here from 8 to 2, so you can find them. Now, guys, we've looked at so many things, and I think Edmund has found another victim, so I'm waiting for him to bring the victim up here to me before we start to wrap up and get out of here, because I know you, Hot FM family, it's Friday, and I know you guys, you're parking, you're getting ready for the weekend. It's going to be a big weekend as well. Biggs, what's the thing for this weekend? What are we doing?
This weekend, well, my weekend starts, since Monday, by the way.
I like that.
Yeah,
I
but like that. Today, mm-hmm. there's a new party spark launching in the Gap. St.
Okay.
Lawrence Gap. I'm going to be there tonight. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going up to the countryside to the Bay Lounge. You remember the Bay Lounge? We went to the Bay Lounge.
The views. I love it up there.
Yeah, there's a party up there tonight. And the owner, it's his birthday. So we have a party there tonight.
All right.
Tomorrow, tomorrow is our old Debbie Dub. Okay. Tomorrow is Flash Zone. I have a wedding to play at tomorrow as well.
Okay.
And tomorrow is Teen Mass as well.
All right.
Oh boy.
So we got things going on. So they can come up here and get, you know, the little bits and pieces if they want, pack the food and everything to make sure that they don't have to cook all through the weekend.
Oh, talking about packing food, don't forget, on Sunday I'm going to a picnic as well.
So Biggs, you can come up here and ask for Pamela. Pamela will have all the containers, glass and different Tupperware for you to store your food. But
okay,
hold on,
cool.
We found a victim. Not victim, we found a winner. A winner.
Okay. Let me introduce the Sherla.
Okay.
Hello, all right.
Sherla.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Now Sherla's doing some shopping in our decor section out there, right?
Sherla, what did you get?
I'm looking up some curtains and I ain't sure what else, but whatever little pieces I can find that I need, I'm going to pick up.
What colors are we going with this year, Sherla?
I have two choices. I have either yellow, and I'm looking at yellow curtains because I have some nice white shears already. I'm going to put some yellow on the outside, so I'm fancying it up.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. We have some new curtains coming in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, well, I'll be back to see what
all
you have.
Different colors.
I'm right back.
So
yes.
Sherla, we got something special.
No
all
problem.
Right,
thank you.
Right.
So kindly.
So I'm going to ask you one question.
Yes, please.
All right. How many locations do we have?
Two.
Brilliant.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that. What does Sherla win?
She won $50 gift voucher. So she could use this anytime.
Your curtains,
right?
Yeah. Yo, Biggs, you should see her.
Coming back
for your curtains. Okay. Well, you know what? There's a 20% discount today.
Yes.
And then... Right, and when you come back, all right, just you gotta remember, you can't say it to Pamela, you can't say it to Jonathan, myself,
cashier.
Nor Edmund. You have to say what you need to the cashier.
When you go to shop, then you say this, what you need, you say you use the promo code.
Yes.
And then you get that 12.5 on your
next
purchase.
So, remember, still
so you got
coming back.
And you got this as well.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
So thank you very much for shopping with us.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Nice
wonderful
to
weekend
you.
To both of you.
Yes, you too.
Yeah,
I'm
thank
looking
you.
Forward to seeing pictures of that yellow.
All
right. There you we are. Wait. What's her Facebook page? Because No, but tell me your Facebook page. We can follow you today. What's your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Sherla Jilts. Mm-hmm. Sherla Jilts.
Biggs, write that down. We following Sherla. We following Sherla. Guys, we are at the Green Hill location. Remember, they're going to be open until 5:30 today, right, Edmund?
Yes, correct.
All right. And you can come here. You can ask for Jonathan. Jonathan will hook you up with everything electrical. If you come up the stairs, you've got the houseware section. You've got the curtains. You've got mats. You've got that pot that I definitely need to take with me. Buck pot, that's what it is, and so much more. Jonathan, you can find him downstairs. Just ask for Jonathan. Even if he was, you know, upstairs taking a break or whatever, you can find him, and he will walk you through everything electrical and make sure you don't shock yourself. But mind you, let somebody who's competent deal with your electrical, you know, things. Right, Jonathan? Correct. Good. Do not go and look for Earl that live at the hill that is as old as your grandmother. And don't go and look for Charles, who always got a screwdriver in his hand, thinking that he can fix your electrical problems. It would not work. All right? Anything you want to say to wrap up, guys? Let's start with Pamela. Pamela, you go first. Anything you want to say to close off?
Well, I thank everybody for shopping with us.
Mm-hmm.
I thank everybody for the helping us through yearly and stuff like that. So just keep on coming. Okay. We got great deals ahead. Mm-hmm. We got great items coming. Okay. So that's it.
All right. So we're going to Jonathan. Jonathan, you want to say anything?
Well, yes. In harmony with Pam, thank you for supporting us, for shopping with us.
Yes.
I couldn't put it back myself, you know, and let someone that's competent deal with the.
That's what the first thing you told me. That's
the first thing
I told
you. Fitting that is the last thing I leave you with.
Good. All right. Pass it to Edmund now. Edmund, let's walk down the stairs. We're closing off this broadcast. All right. Your milk's welcome, Pamela. See you. All right. Edmund, I had a blast. And I learned a lot today again. You know,
again.
That's what happens when you're at Home Improvement. Now, guys, remember, come on down. It's 20% off store-wide. And then on your next set of purchases, you get 12.5% off. Edmund, let's wrap up.
Using the promo code.
Using the promo code. What you need at checkout.
At checkout.
All right. Edmund, thank you so very much.
And thank you very much as
well. Looking forward to seeing you again. Guys, that's it from us right here at Green Hill Home Improvement. Remember, there are two locations, though. If you're in the south, you can check out Oystens, Southern Plaza, Daddy Biggs. Thank you so very much for accommodating me, Hot FM family. Until next time.